I'm Jesse. I wear many hats, and these are my adventures in Asia of the week. I got some, you know, I say this every single time. I got some major, major software stuff developed this week. Now, we're talking breakthrough that I've been waiting maybe a year or two on. I've got this little... No, follow me inside software developer world. There are so many problems in the world that you and everybody else has on an everyday basis. I know. You're watching on the live stream, or if you're watching on YouTube, you're looking at this picture of cars in the road behind me, and you're like wondering, Jesse, how did you get the picture of that car driving at you on the road without it running you over? You're looking at the pod back of the week. I'll explain that in the Taiwan special. Believe me, it's coming. But listen, everybody's got software issues. Everybody does. And so follow inside my little software world here and in my little podcast weekly thing where I vent about software. See, I've been writing software and it's been this under the hood project. It's like having a car. I feel like Ross Perot here. Larry, it's like having a car without a steering wheel, you know. I don't know if you know Ross Perot. Back in the 90s, he ran against Bush's dad and it split the Republican vote and Clinton got elected. So he would come up with these, he had these big ears that stuck out from his, look up Ross Perot, P-E-R-O-T. Really funny guy. And he would come up with these wild metaphors. These guys are running around in the woods at night with no batteries in their flashlights. You know, I mean, he would say this stuff and it's like, where do you come up with this? So Southern. It was really funny. Okay. Apparently I'm dating myself. I'm carbon dating myself. Look, it's like software. I've been developing this computer program and it manages a web server. It's like your own little personal cloud. It's like your own little real estate up in the cloud on the internet for your own little personal Google and your own little personal Facebook, and your own little personal web page, and your own little personal Gmail and your own little personal Dropbox, your own little personal, all that stuff that you own, all of it. And it's your space. It's your real estate. You can do whatever you want with it. And I've been writing a computer program that controls and manages that. Because, you know, everything needs to have a steering wheel. Well, I've been making the steering wheel. And what I've been doing is since 2014, we're talking 5 years I've been developing this thing on accident. I needed to control my own. And so I wrote software to control my own and boom. Isn't that how companies start? You make a tool to fix a problem at home and you discover other people have the same problem at home and you keep making it better and pretty soon it goes someplace. See, this inside story about my life is why the Podcast Weekly is so fantastic for people. I wear many hats and I've got this wild life and maybe that's insightful for you. I mean, do a good job at home. You know, just we need people in the world who do a good job at home. And I just try to do a good job at home. And look what's happened. Well, the problem is this software, I knew how it worked and it was fine. It was for home. It was my own little thing. But it wasn't really suited. It's like driving a car. If you can imagine driving a car by like typing in like turn right 5 degrees, you know, like that's, you know, instead of just a steering wheel to make it go, like that's how I was running everything. I didn't really have something that would make it easy for people to use. Well, I finally had a breakthrough in software. I figured out how to do it. I've done the work. I've got the first tests working. I can drive it in the parking lot. I still have to make it go up and down the hills, and it's not road ready, but I've got the mechanism. I've written the software program so that anyone would be able to use this software and they'd understand how it works. So anyhow, that I've been waiting like, I've been 2 years. I had the idea and I've been working on trying to make this thing work and I finally got it going. And I think when I get that done, I'm actually going to take my computer curriculum, my computer teaching curriculum, and I'm going to put that as an actual class once I get this done. But that was a big, fat breakthrough this week. Another thing I did, I don't know, books.jessesteele.com is like, people like this little four little mice book that I made, this children's book. I mean, I wanted to write a children's book icon. I wanted my little children's storybook. Everyone should have, you know, I just felt like that was one of the things I needed to get done. And I did it. I got it done. People like it. It's, you know, I read it on YouTube. It's there. You can go to YouTube and watch it. Books.jessesteele.com. I think it's up at the top near there somewhere, whatever. So I added a From Asia with Love section where I talk about the From Asia with Love books. And I redid, I think The Point and the Pacific Daily Times videos were really bad. They were noisy and they were old and the volume was low and they didn't look like the rest. So I got those working and did tweaks there. Last thing happened this week. I made a video for Taiwan's president. And I called Taiwan's government in America and in Taiwan, and I told them. I think like 50 people watched the video. I had the video at the front of my YouTube channel. And I mean, it was my trailer video for new visitors. And I'm getting to a point where I'm going to pull it down. I told their government they've had time to watch it and listen to it. And if they didn't, time's up. So I might, you know, this is probably a great topic for the podcast. I mean, I can't have my message to Taiwan's president as my YouTube trailer video, can I? I don't know. It just seems desperate. It's like leaving it there for a week so it's easy for them to find. Because they think I call them and they don't know where my YouTube channel is. I say, type into the address bar, youtube.com/Jesse Steele. And they're like, I don't see it. There's many Jesse Steeles. I said, you're using search. Type it in the address bar. And Taiwanese don't know how this stuff works. Yeah, that happens. So I left it on the front to make it easy for them. You know, I feel like I'm dealing with children. You know, I was trying to figure out, look, God doesn't tell me everything he's doing in the Pacific. I see war coming with America and in China and all that stuff. And this isn't prophecy. I believe in Christian prophecy, but I'm not getting prophecy with what I know about this, what I write about Pacific Daily Times. I don't write about that. I just look at the news, public knowledge, and I filter it through history, and then that's foresight. You have as much foresight as you do hindsight. If you don't study history, the future will surprise you a lot more. If you study history a lot and you pay attention, the future won't surprise you as much. This is a very easy equation. That's why my slogan is today's news yesterday. Oh, look at that. Jesse already told us yesterday. So, it's like, I don't like to hear the "see you told me so" speeches from people. They walk up, Jesse, you told me so. I'm like, no, can we talk about something else? Something interesting. So the only thing God told me is that he wanted me to apply for the residence and then it was rejected. Now I know God's voice. Because God's voice, people, how do you know what God tells you? That's so arrogant. And I'm like, well, wait, is it arrogant or how do I know? Is this a question? Like, if it's not a question, then maybe that's the problem. Anyone who really wants to know how God talks to us will find out. If someone's just looking for excuses, no, he doesn't talk to us today. Well, then you'll find those, whatever you really want. Well, I survived Taiwan. By doing what God told me. Weird, wild stuff. And I survived these idiots over here. All kinds of them. They're bad people. They're bad companies. They're bad people in government. I survived all of them just by doing what God told me to. And when I didn't listen, it got more difficult. Well, as I'm asking, why did he have me apply for this thing and then it get rejected? Think about why. See, nobody owes me anything now. And I'm a victim, you know. I'm actually more Taiwanese because I've been rejected by their government, just like their government rejects all the Taiwanese. So there are many advantages to this. If we look at the bigger picture, there are bigger things happening. There are always bigger things happening and God's trying to transform the world. So I'm going to get caught up in that. And from Taiwan, I'll have more opinions next time.